I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV News Update for Tuesday, September 28th. A student in the Goals program at North Quincy High School is charged with bringing a handgun into the building yesterday. The student admitted to bringing the gun, but then fled to the North Quincy T station when police were notified. The student was taken off a train at the station and arrested without incident. He told authorities he brought the gun to school because he felt threatened outside of school. 35-year-old Ronald Wilfer, who is homeless, is charged with setting a fire at the Quincy Walmart store last night. Police say Wilfer used lighter fluid to start the fire in the garden center at about 6:30, causing extensive smoke damage and forcing an evacuation of the store. No one was hurt, but the store was closed last night. Wilfer will be arraigned today in Quincy District Courts. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott of Quincy has been appointed to represent the Massachusetts Sheriff's Association on the state's Law Enforcement Body Camera Task Force. That task force will determine regulations related to the use of body cameras worn by law enforcement officers by next July. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Updates for Tuesday, September 28th.